Hi, and welcome to Chic Perspectives. I'm Laura Scholes, your host, and I'm here with Mara Neal, who's using her iPad as we speak. She's everywhere. Mara is the author of the very popular blog 365 in Atlanta and also a realtor in town. Welcome, Mara.
Hey, Laura. Thank you so much.
Thank you, especially given all of our delays today, which we won't go into on air.
But drama.
Thanks for always drama. Thanks for listening. So how long have you... When did you start your blog?
I started 365 Atlanta on February 17th of this year. So I guess about 6 months ago.
Yeah. So what made you decide, one, to start a blog, and two, to start a blog specifically about things to do in Atlanta? And I guess you should, since I know the concept, but maybe explain a little bit about the concept of your blog.
Well, the concept is one thing to do in Atlanta every day. So every day there's a post, and if you're an email subscriber to the site, you get an email every morning by 8 o'clock, sometimes 9, with one thing to do that day or something in the next couple of days to plan ahead to do. And I have a real estate blog I've had for about 4.5 years, but it's really hard to get inspired to write about real estate topics and market trends, and especially in a down market, it's not something
it's
that
not
everybody,
real peppy.
No, it's not something that everyone wants to read about. And plus, you know, with the economy, people are looking for things to do at home and in their own backyards. And so I thought this was a neat concept to introduce and let people explore a little bit of, you know, Atlanta, because we live in this really great city and there's so much to do, but so many people get stuck in a rut and go to the same places all the time. And so it was just, it kind of took off from there.
Well, I discover new things from your blog, hence dance class.
Dance class every Tuesday night in Buckhead. That's a fun one.
It is. And I, you know, and I've been looking at dance classes forever. No one even mentioned Lee Harper and dancers, which I know of. So it didn't even pop up on my radar until your blog.
Yeah. And that's actually been one of the most popular posts lately. It's surprising how many people are looking for an alternative to running on the treadmill or, you know, running. I know you're a runner, but not everyone wants to get out in the heat and work out. And it's a big detriment to people who, like me, are not really into running or sweating. So something different to do and getting to bond with people and have fun. And it's different every week. And so that's been a really popular one.
Yeah. So what are some of the other ones that have been really popular on your site?
Actually, there's two that were pretty random that have been really popular. The first one was back in March, and a girl contacted me on Facebook and said she was planning a mass pillow fight in Piedmont Park.
I remember that. That's awesome.
And we had about 1,200 hits that day, which was kind of amazing for being within the first month. And then the same girl, her name's Grace Rivera, she just did a mass water gun fight in Freedom Park a couple of weeks ago. And I think she had a great turnout, and we had a lot of hits. That was a pretty popular one. But other ones that are interesting to see are people really like to read about restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a food critic, but I love to eat out and I love to discover new favorites and new places. And so I like to write about what I've had and where I've been and what my experience has been. And those are pretty popular. People always looking for somewhere new to go.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to have a day and say somebody was new to Atlanta and... you don't have to list everything. She's giving me this face like, what? I had to do this for Scout Mom, so I got to at least think about it beforehand. But if you had a day, you know, what are some of the highlights of Atlanta? Some of the things that are well-known and maybe some of the things that aren't well-known that you'd take people to do.
Oh, gosh. I guess I would have to start with brunch and one of my favorite places, because you want to sleep in if you're going to spend an entire day out. So I really love the brunch at Rosebud.
I knew you were going to say that.
In Morningside. It's just, it's not low calorie, but it's so delicious. And I also really like, thanks to you, I discovered West Egg Cafe. I really like
live
them.
At West Egg.
Yes. I really like their brunch too. I mean, I love that you can get breakfast all day long. Mm-hmm. So of course you have to eat brunch at a great place like that. And if the weather's lovely, I really love just either taking a walking tour or wandering around in Oakland Cemetery. It's a historic, you know, venue, I guess you'd call it, in Atlanta. And some people get pretty weirded out by cemeteries, but it's a huge trend in tourism right now. People
cemeteries in general?
Yes.
I had no idea. I thought it was just Chad, like, rocking out over at the OC.
No. According to some of my friends who work at the Department of Tourism, cemeteries are a huge draw right now. People are planning entire trips around visiting historic or interesting or quirky cemeteries. And Oakland Cemetery in Atlanta is a great one.
It fits the bill. Wow, that's really fascinating. Yeah. I had no idea.
And of course, I would go see a show at the Fox.
Well, yeah.
Because it's gorgeous. And, you know, I'm always surprised when I meet people who live here who say, I've never been to the Fox Theater. How can you not have been to the Fox Theater?
That was one of the first things I did when I moved here. Is I sort of took a Saturday and went to the Fox and then went to the Margaret Mitchell House. Mm-hmm. And, well, one of my favorites is the Atlanta History Center.
I was going to mention them, too. Yeah. I mean, not only do I love the people there because they've been really supportive of 365 Atlanta, but also it's kind of a hidden gem. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't grow up here, and I know you didn't either, so I didn't do the school field trips, and I didn't, you know, go to Fernbank and go to the Atlanta History Center, but it's really one of the coolest museums I've ever been. It's kind of like an anti-museum.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is, almost everything is touchable. There are signs that say, please touch this, not don't touch.
Yeah.
And the Olympics exhibit is super cool. And they have all these artifacts from the 96 Olympics when they were here, and you can pretend that you're participating in different, you can row and you can do the long jump, and they have this great thing that you run and you grab this bar and you experience what it's like to jump as far as the people who do the long jump.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then they have the Swan House and they have the working farm in the back. So it's really one of the coolest places to go. And I'm always shocked when people say they haven't been there either.
See, I've been a member for years, so I've always gone, and I have friends that work there. But yeah, I think it's one of those things that's like a great introduction to Atlanta because it encompasses everything from early history to, you know, modern times like the Olympics. But it's, you know, there's an exhibit for everybody, especially, you know, if your man isn't really into museums, there's a Bobby Jones golf exhibit.
Yes.
And yeah. I happen to like golf, but for some other people, it's kind of boring, but I happen to be a museum geek. So
yeah. Well, and they're getting a really great, traveling exhibit. I think it's opening in September. We're doing a big promotion with them. They're getting a Lincoln exhibit about Abraham Lincoln, and it has some never before seen by the public artifacts. So that's going to be it's only going to be in town for 2 months. So we'll be writing about it and we'll be giving away passes and doing a big promotion with them. So that's something people should keep an eye out for.
Well, that's a cool thing that you do too. You don't just talk about it, but you actually give people opportunities to experience some of the things. A few weeks ago, you were on CBS Better Mornings talking about what was coming up that week. And tell us a little bit about that contest.
We did a contest for dinner and a movie at the Fox. Don't email me and try to enter because it's over. But it was for a $50 gift certificate to one of my favorite restaurants by the Fox, which is Baranda.
I love Baranda.
Which is a great Italian restaurant. And they have wood fire grilled pizzas. And it's great Italian food. And they're right next to the Fox. They also own Public, which is on the other side of the Fox. So that's the same owners.
Karaoke.
And they have karaoke at Public, which we can talk about too.
Later. Yeah.
But then a great thing that the Fox does to celebrate its origins is it used to be a movie palace. And so they do the Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival. So we were giving away dinner and a movie. So that was one of the promotions that we did. And I like to do little contests and give people chances to go to things in Atlanta that they might not otherwise think about doing until they have free tickets in their hot little hands.
I know. Well, that's one of my favorite things to do, actually. My sister and I did that last summer for Breakfast at Tiffany's, and it was really cute to see all these girls dressed up. And of course, I mean, I'm obviously wasn't alive when the movie came out, but it's one of my favorites. It's funny to see like a whole different generation of people enjoying the movie and experiencing something, because my client was like, oh, my daughter's there. I'm like, great, I'm hanging out with the 15-year-old. Actually, I think the time I felt the oldest as a Fox was when I went to a Death Cab for Cutie concert about 5 years ago, and everybody was like 18.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you even have a driver's license? I'm starting to feel old.
But it's great that there's always something at the Fox that, you know, they attract so many people mm-hmm. of all ages. It's not just rock concerts. It's not just Broadway shows. It's a little bit of everything. They just had Kathy Griffin on Saturday night. That was so much fun. We had a great time at that. So there's something for every audience and every age group. Movies, live shows. The ballrooms are gorgeous if you ever get a chance to go to an event there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do wine tastings before certain events or before the movies, and that's a great way to get to go and see the ballrooms. And well, I got married there.
Yeah. I know. It's really beautiful. I've been to several events there, and it's just, I remember one of them I went to was when Jane Fonda used to do her movies to benefit GCAP, and it was a big deal because it was Monster-in-Law, and J-Lo showed up for the red carpet. It was kind of insane.
Very cool.
Which is definitely not a typical experience at the Fox, because it's kind of weird to have a red carpet and everything there, but I remember it being just huge. But it's kind of fun to experience that sort of glamorous.
Yeah, and that's definitely the venue for it.
Yeah, it is. So what are some things coming up in Atlanta that you're going to be talking about on the blog?
Oh, gosh. This weekend, there's a lot going on. There's two big barbecue events. There's one in Decatur and one in, I believe it's Kennesaw, the Pigs and Peaches event. So that's this weekend. Tomorrow night, there's a doggy cocktail hour, and I can't remember the name that they promote it with, but it's the Atlanta Humane Society at Hotel Indigo across the street from the Fox.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an adoption event, so you won't be able to adopt an animal on the spot, but it's a great event to raise awareness about the Atlanta Humane Society. And I try to write a little bit about everything. You know, sometimes they're one-off events, and sometimes they're charity events or benefits, and sometimes they're restaurants or bars or shopping. Or I got to go down today and visit the Serenbee community down south of Atlanta. And so there'll definitely be some posts coming up about that. And if you've never been, it's a really amazing community. Everything is Earthcraft certified, all of the homes, all of the businesses, and they have Serenbee Playhouse. They have a couple of really great restaurants. They have an inn that's somewhat like a bed and breakfast / conference center, but it's everything's very kind of homegrown, and they have a great farm that services all of the businesses and the inn, but it also services some of the top restaurants in Atlanta.
Yeah, and they have a CSA as well, because mm-hmm. you can get a CSA share at Strongbox West, where I work.
That's right.
So I know I was just saying, like, who needs an office anymore?
Right.
Because I can get ice cream, I can get West Side Creamery, I can get farm shares, I can get coffee.
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of other stuff. And it's way more fun than being in a typical office.
And it's more socially responsible.
They've done such a great job at Serenbee. I hate to admit that I've actually never been down there. Because
well,
my weekends are so busy. I know. And I want to go for Field of Greens, which I think is October, November?
November, I think.
November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should go.
Oh, we should.
I really want to go.
I know Tim will want to go. So we have to make sure he's in town. My husband gets upset if I do nice, cool things when he's not here. But since he's gone half the time, he tends to lose out.
He gets to be absent.
He does. But so you're writing about all these different things going on in Atlanta. So what do you do when you're not writing about things going on in Atlanta?
I'm researching. No, I'm also a realtor. So and it's funny because I have a lot of people ask me, are you doing this because you're trying to get out of real estate? And that's not really the case. I actually did it because of my real estate career. Like I said earlier, I had a real estate blog and I just didn't love it. And I thought it would be a fun way to write about things that I like to do for my clients, because 60% of my clients move in from out mm-hmm. of state and out of town, and they're always asking for things to do. They don't want to go to Cheesecake Factory, no offense to Cheesecake Factory, but they want local stuff, mm-hmm. not stuff that they can do in their homes in Chicago and Cincinnati and New Jersey and wherever they came from. So I had been thinking for a while of how to incorporate those things into my regular blog, and I decided I didn't need to incorporate it. I could just start something totally separate. So they're kind of working hand in hand right now. But when it seems when it rains, it pours. And now that I'm so busy with 365 Atlanta, my real estate business is also really busy. So it's a lot, but it's so much fun.
But that's good to know. Do you find that people are actually finding you as an agent through the blog?
Yeah. A couple people. Well, for example, you.
I know. I just referred her two clients this
yes,
summer.
Yes, she did. And but that's two people that I wouldn't have had before.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know you before the blog. Not that we kind of met in a roundabout way, but it was through me researching stuff in Atlanta that mm-hmm. I found Laura. And then I have one other client right now that has listed because it's kind of the same thing. We met because of the blog, not so much because she found the site and then made the connection.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. I don't need it to be directly related.
Well, I think that's the thing about social media is a lot of it just lends itself more to indirect sales, and you're building such good relationships with people beforehand that then all of a sudden, I mean, I didn't know my sister's best friend was going to move here. I mean, they found out like 2 or 3 weeks before, but I was like, oh, I have a realtor for you. A year ago, I wouldn't have had that
right
referral for them.
Right.
So, you know, and it's the same thing with, you know, a restaurant or, you know, a bakery or a party planner or whatever. I find that the people that I interact with a lot on social media are the first people I think of, you know, when I need to refer people to things. So,
right. Right. And I'm not a natural salesperson. I don't like to think about real estate being salesy because that's an uncomfortable word for me.
Yeah.
So, it's a much softer sell. It's a much more indirect, you know, to form relationships with people first, whether you've met them or not, forming relationships with them. I find mainly it's easier on Twitter because it's so much more immediate. But Facebook, too, to an extent, if you know, when you have mutual friends and they find you through those friends, or you meet at an event and then you find them on Facebook or Twitter. And it's a much softer sell because you feel like you've gotten to know them. You're not being pushy at a networking event. Like, here's my card. Call me if you need a realtor, if anybody you know. So, yeah, they definitely work well together and go hand in hand.
So you had a whole other life before you became a realtor.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your, performing background.
Oh my goodness. Well, I went to school for, music performance at Florida State, and then I ended up switching my degree to music education because I thought naively that that would be so much more marketable.
Exactly.
And,
I almost went that route, so.
Yes, so you understand. And adding a humanities double major, you know, certainly didn't help the situation as far as marketability. And then coming here after graduate school, which was another great degree, you know, English Lit is so
that is useful. As arts administration, which is the one I have.
Yes, yes. So, but I mean, you know, no matter what your degree is in, it's life experience and it's education and it teaches you something. But I really thought that I was going to end up being a performer, which in a way I was. I mean, I did professional theater in Atlanta for a good 4 or 5 years before I realized that it really didn't pay the bills and I really needed something that was more stable. And I still love to perform, and I do occasional benefits for friends who have theater companies and, you know, when they're trying to raise money around the holidays. And so it's fun to do. And of course, we are going to do our karaoke tweet up.
I'm so excited. And even better, a good friend of mine is hosting a conference in Atlanta that week, and their tweet up is across the street at the Georgian Terrace at 6. And I was like, y'all have to come.
Yeah.
So definitely. It's September 22nd. I think I'm getting the date right. At 7 at Public next to the Fox. And this is under huge pressure from some of our Twitter friends, including Michael Erickson at Fifth Group. Who else has been on this karaoke kick with us?
Oh gosh.
I know Brittany, my assistant, has been.
I think Olivia Patrick.
Yes.
Midtown Mile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Shelby. That's yes. The other one.
Yes. And the list has continued to grow. It's gotten bigger and bigger as people see us tweeting about this. So I think it's going to be a fun event.
I know. So what's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh gosh. Well, it depends on, you know, how well I'm feeling that night vocally, but I'm a big fan of cranking out some country tunes, a little bit of Dixie Chicks.
Oh, I'll sing harmony. I don't like to be the lead singer. I like to sing harmony.
Maybe some Shania. But yeah, I guess there's always room for a little I Will Survive. You know, you've got to be, I think the best thing about karaoke is not taking yourself too seriously and doing, you've got to do the cheese ball songs because they're the most fun, and they're the most fun to watch people sing too, because they're so cheesy.
And then people participate. So it's not just you. I really like singing the Bangles.
Oh yeah.
Eternal Flame is a good one. Or you can do some really cheesy 80s Madonna.
Yes.
That
yes.
works well. But I really want to do my ultimate cheesy karaoke song is Islands in the Stream, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, because it's such a horrid song. And yet it's so fun and it makes everybody laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to have a little pre-planning for that night because, you know, the people who have been in on the being pushy and getting us to plan this, they need to get their butts on stage.
We almost could do it. I have friends who did one as a fundraiser, and it was like pay to make somebody sing or pay double to like not have to sing.
Yeah, we need to. We should come up with a good cause that, you know, would benefit by paying to make people sing.
I can think of one because I'm currently raising money for one.
That's true. That's true.
I know. I'm stealing that idea from my other friends at Team and Training because they did one. Billy and Christy have some bar that they like in Marietta, but
I know the name of it, but she told me not to.
Oh, we're not allowed to reveal
out loud.
Sorry, Billy and Christy.
They like that no one ever goes there. And speaking of causes, my real estate team every fall does an event called Trick or Treat for the Troops.
Oh, cool.
And we collect donations for care packages that we send over during the holiday season for men and women who are deployed away from their families for the holidays. And this year, 365 Atlanta is partnering with my real estate team, and we're going to do kind of a broader reach. We usually just market to our clients, and this time we're going to do a tweet up to collect donations. Yeah. And actually, we're currently also looking for maybe a corporate sponsor or two to help with the postage, because we do this all out of our own pockets. We send 40 to 50 moving boxes, like the medium size. I don't know if you've been to U-Haul lately, but they're pretty sizable boxes, you know, 24 inches by 24 inches square. And we send those, about 40 or 50 of those every year. We take names from clients or friends or family who have family members or someone they know who is deployed. Like, for example, I think my cousin's going to be deployed this year for the holidays. So his unit will get some stuff. And
okay. My friend's husband just deployed today.
Then we need to know
actually,
that.
Actually, from Panama City.
Wow.
I feel like she's not old enough to have... I've babysat her since she was 18 months old. I'm like, how are you old enough to have a husband? but yeah, so she's definitely on my mind today. I know they appreciate
things
and from home.
We've had... Yeah, and it's not like it was... You know, when my dad was in Vietnam and it was hard to get mail and it was, you know, half the stuff that your family sent to you got lost. This is, in most cases, it's pretty easy for our troops to get packages and mail. They might be delayed, but my experience has been with my family members that it's pretty easy to get stuff. And even if it's stuff that they can get for themselves, it's nice to get it in the mail. Mm-hmm. You know, Girl Scout cookies, just treats and, you know, Twizzlers and we'd collect all kinds of stuff, treats, candy, gum, toiletries, first aid items. You know, we send over tons of pairs of clean socks, you know, new socks, because that's something they go through really quickly over there. And every once in a while we have somebody come out of the woodwork, an agent from my office. The first year when we did it, the very first year, because my brother was overseas and it was his first deployment and he was only 18. And so we did this big benefit and we sent like 47 boxes just to his unit because we didn't know how much we were going to get. So we didn't really plan very well and collect other names. But one of the agents in my office went on some Army surplus site and bought, I don't know, 50 or 60 gun cleaning kits because he had read online that that was something that they always needed new. So every once in a while we get someone who comes out of the woodwork and donates something like that. But it's just something fun that we do. And we get great little thank you notes back and pictures. We have a couple flags that have flown over bases in Afghanistan and Iraq that they fly the flag for a day and then they fold it up and they send it to you as a tribute to thank you for, you know, supporting them in whatever way you did. So it's a really fun event. So I think we're going to try to do a tweet up sometime in October.
Okay.
And collect donations. And then, like I said, we're looking for a corporate sponsor because postage usually runs between $600 and $800. And we just pay that out. Whatever we don't raise, we pay out of our pockets, and it's just our little way of, you know, giving back.
Okay, you hear that, UPS, FedEx.
Hello, UPS.
Wasn't there someone on the panel with you from UPS at the Pink event? Not the Pink, was it the Pink Magazine event?
I don't think so.
Not Pink, sorry, it's one of the other ones. What? The one in May, the social media panel. Oh, no, she was on leadership. Never mind. Let me dig out her card.
Okay, great.
I'm thinking of that. And Mara is sort of known as now as one of the social media it people in Atlanta. I know she's rolling her eyes. I don't know what to call it, but she's everywhere. But this Thursday, you're actually speaking at Social Media Breakfast Atlanta.
Yes. Two friends of mine who are in the real estate industry, Ken Cook and Lane Bailey, started actually, they just had their one-year anniversary. They started Social Media Breakfast Atlanta, and it's twice a month, I believe. It's the third Thursday of the month in Cobb County and the fourth Thursday of the month in Gwinnett County. And if you go on Facebook and you search Social Media Breakfast Atlanta, Which is different than Social Media Club Atlanta, I was informed. So it's Social Media Breakfast Atlanta.
Because of the time.
Yes. I'm sure. Breakfast versus happy hour. This Thursday at the god-awful hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, we're meeting at an Atlanta bread company in Marietta. And apparently it's a great event. I just saw Ken tweet out that there's only 10 seats left. So... they're almost full for the capacity of the space that they get from the restaurant. But I think it's going to be a great, I'm going to talk about 365 Atlanta. And then Christy from Peas for Prosperity is going to talk about her business, which I'm really interested to hear about because I know a little bit about what she does, but I don't know a ton. So I'm really excited to hear her speak too.
And she'll be on the show next week.
Oh, so tune in.
I know. I remember I was with her when she sort of broached the idea. She talked to me and Taryn sort of in a hallway, like waiting for the elevator about her idea. And I just thought it was great. It's crazy how she's grown it. And
it's amazing. She's everywhere too.
I know.
She's doing some really cool things with video, which you and I have talked about. We're a little bit scared to enter into the video realm, but we're going to do it. We've made a pact.
I know. So. Just not at karaoke.
No, not at karaoke.
or at dance class.
No, definitely. I'd be more comfortable at karaoke than dance class.
Yeah, me too. And actually, I'm a better singer than I'm a dancer.
Yeah. There are some crazy videos out there from real estate conferences of me and one of my really good friends, Brian Copeland, who's at Mr. Nashville. I mean, he's a huge, hugely successful realtor in Nashville, and he's on HGTV. Every time HGTV films in Nashville, it seems like he's always the realtor. So he and I have had some karaoke fun, and people always inevitably videotape you. So
I know it's scary now with people have cameras and videos everywhere. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a teenager these days. That's all I'm saying.
No, your parents, you cannot hide from the video.
I know. At least I only had like snoopy neighbors.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were mostly benign. They're actually still snoopy. They're like, you're selling your house for what? To my parents.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like it's any of their business.
I know. Exactly. I'm like, you're not moving. Who cares? Small towns. Atlanta feels like a small town after a while, but
it is, especially once you get involved in social media and you start meeting people that you know on Twitter and you're like, how am I meeting you in a town of how many million people do we have? And
I know.
You start running into the same people over and over again. It really is a small town, but it's in a good way.
Yeah. I like it because it feels like a small town, even though it's got a lot more things to do than a small town.
Right. Right.
So,
it's like a small town with benefits.
It totally is with the exception of traffic.
Right. Right.
And parking garage. Of course, my perimeter from the west, this is like far for me. I don't know how you do it because you're all over the place. But of course, it's probably a great way to discover lots of interesting new things.
It is. And, you know, I think part of the good things that have come out of 365 Atlanta have been my friends who live inside the perimeter have read something that I've written about something that's outside the perimeter, and they've actually gone and tried it and they've discovered something that's new and that they really like, and vice versa. People who live in the burbs have come into town because they've wanted to try a restaurant or a bar or something that I've written about, and they've had a great time and they've realized that it's not that far, people. You don't have to get your passport. You don't have to, you know, get a blood test. It's as long as you know when to travel and it's not during rush hour. You know, if you're careful about it and you plan, there's so much to do all over the place.
You're building bridges between OTP and ITP.
I am.
Actually, one of my favorite OTP things was this little venue in Buford, and they have concerts. It's like this little bar, and we saw David Wilcox there, and one of my clients played there, and we're like, Buford, well, let's make a weekend of it. And it actually, you know, let's make a night of it. And it was really, really fun.
Yeah. And it took you what? 30 minutes to get home?
Takes me actually faster to get here than it does to get to Virginia Highlands. It's totally random. But
yeah.
I can't go east to west very easily because I have to cross the connector. And
yeah. And it can be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, if people want to check out your site, what's the website?
It's 365atlanta.com.
And on Twitter?
On Twitter, I'm at 365atlanta.
And you have a Facebook fan page.
And we do
as
have
well.
A Facebook page too. It's facebook.com/Atlanta365 things to do, which is kind of long, but thanks to Facebook shutting down my first page, the other name was already taken.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's a whole other story for a whole other show.
I know. That's one of those times I'm glad I have like a very unusual name because I get to be Laura Schulz.
Yeah.
Everything.com, Twitter, Facebook.
Yep. Me too.
All of the above. It's so fun. Anyway, well, thanks for being here, Mara.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all next week.
Have a great day.